Welcome into In Focus News Radio, KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and we're joined here today by USD 383 district officials. We have Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And Kristen Brighton. She's a member of the school board. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And for Kristen, this is her first time being on In Focus, so we welcome you here. How has the transition to the school board been here in the first month?
Oh, it's been a whirlwind. They keep comparing it to indoctrination by a fire hose. There's a lot to learn, but it's been fun. We had our very first meeting. We had a whole bunch of really great, exciting things on the agenda, so it was a great introduction to the role. And moving forward, I'm learning a lot, and I'm looking forward to helping the community grow.
Now, I know we talked to you on election night, and it's been a while, so I don't recall. But just give us a little background on who Kristen Brighton is in the community.
Sure. I am actually a born and bred Manhattanite. I've lived here most of my life, moved to Kansas City for a few years after graduation, but when it was time to have our family, we moved back to the area. I started my own business. I have two partners, and we're the owners of New Boston Creative Group, a marketing communications firm here in Manhattan. I've been very involved in the community. I've been a leader in the Chamber of Commerce and actually served as the chair of the board of that organization in 2016, and that probably jump-started my interest in doing some greater things and getting more involved in the community. So I have two children in the school district right now. I have a sophomore and an eighth grader. So after about 10 years of being a parent, I decided it was time to jump in and put my services to work to try to make things even greater in Manhattan.
Yeah, that's always a good perspective to have here. If you're a parent of a student in the district and then you go hold a leadership role like this on the school board, you really have a keen sense of what's going on.
Yeah, I feel like I brought a lot of different things in that I own a business in the community. I've been very involved in the chamber. I lived in Manhattan my whole life. I've been involved in a lot of other nonprofits. And then being a parent, I feel like I had some perspective on both sides. I'm really passionate about workforce issues, and the school district is very tied to, I think, the future in solving a lot of our workforce dilemmas as a society. So I'm glad to be able to work on that issue from the school district side.
Former 383 student.
Yeah, high school class in 1993.
Oh, woo-woo.
You always celebrate, and that's a different perspective, and it's a unique perspective that I always love to hear.
Yeah. Yep, I was it's been really fun as we've been starting to talk about Oliver Brown Elementary School, because Amanda Arnold was built when I was a fifth grader, and so I was among the first students to get to go to that school. And so we got to vote on being the Amanda Pandas and all of the things with naming that school, so it's been fun to think about what the future students of Oliver Brown are going to get to do.
Yeah. And by the way, you had a groundbreaking on that here just not too long ago. How did that go?
It went really great. I mean, we had a good response out there. We probably had about 100 people, I would say. A lot of kids came out. We were off school that day, so some teachers came at the end of their work day, some people that worked on the project. Kristen, you want to go from your perspective? I thought it was great.
I was pleased how many people were out there, especially because the site is still out in the middle of nowhere, basically. So it was fun, but I thought the coolest part was that after the board did the traditional break the ground, then we invited a lot of the kids who will be future students to come up. And so we had people probably as young as 3 and 4 holding shovels and getting great photo ops. It'll probably be really cool for them to look back on when they're 4th, 5th, and 6th graders and say they got to be a part of that day.
Yeah, we had some diggers too.
Yeah.
They liked their holes.
They had some pretty good holes by the end of the day.
Way better holes than I did.
Yep.
Great. Well, I know that a lot of people are excited for that school to come along here. Are we any closer to having a mascot for that school? Is that coming soon?
Well, we're taking submissions this month. So Michelle's got it on our website. So there's a link you can collect. And I believe we had over 300 different submissions. Maybe not different, but 300 submissions and suggestions for where we go with that. So we're going to narrow that down to a group and have students vote on those.
Yeah, I hope we get a lot of input. I hope that today's students really get engaged and want to be a part of making that decision and helping to build the future of that school.
All right. Well, I know in a lot of these projects, it's always good to, you know, keep people informed here. Eric, I know the Pottawatomie County Commissioners have kind of you've come under fire from them a little bit here about communication, lack of communication. Is that getting better here at this point, would you say?
Oh, I think so. I sat down with the county administrator. They've had some transition over there and lost some communication in that transition of who I'd been talking to all along. So really went over there, had a good meeting with them. I think the lines are open. I think their concerns are our concerns. We want to work together. We need to work together. I think there's a desire to do so on both sides. So I think the biggest thing was the transition that took place and making sure the new people are up to speed on where we're at. And so they're not guessing. I don't want them to guess on where the school's at, and I don't want to be guessing where the county is either. So just from time to time, we're going to have to visit, and that'll be okay. So tried to work through that, and definitely we'll keep going forward with that. So I see it as a positive moving forward.
Yeah. I mean, it's your first venture, I guess, really into – I mean, you have students that are in Pottawatomie County. But
yeah. I've been having those conversations for three years. It's just I've never gone to the commission, and that's not something normal for me to do, and that's okay. And their commission works a little different than Manhattan City Commissioner, Riley County Commissioners, and I've got to learn that too.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good. Well, it's an interesting project here, and it's probably the highlight here of the bond project here from a couple years ago. But I understand there's some other work going on as well. The city, I know last night, had some discussion on the rec center projects that are going on in the middle school. And is that an agenda item here for you tonight?
Our side of it is. We have our guaranteed maximum price, our GMP, coming up on middle school projects. So our bids are complete on that and put together. So our GMP comes forward to our board tonight. Those bids came in very competitive, I will say. Our architects and our construction management team did a wonderful job putting everything together and pushing that forward. But we got a job well under budget, had over 100 different bid packages submitted, which is phenomenal, which means it's very competitive, which is good for us, good for the taxpayers, good for the kids.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And once those come in, how soon before we see a groundbreaking over there?
Well, actually, I have an announcement to add to there that we have a groundbreaking for the middle school projects, and we're going to do that joint with the city since the city gym project and our projects are kind of in tandem, very close together. So we're going to do a joint groundbreaking at 4 o'clock on February 28th. That's a Friday, and we're going to do that at Anthony Middle School. We're going to break ground on Anthony Middle School for both middle school projects for us and the city.
Fantastic. And a lot of people are excited. We were talking to Ron Fear about this yesterday. I think like a lot of the community members are looking forward to having, you know, something that's dual purpose, you know, it can be used by the school but can also be used by the community.
Yeah, it's super exciting. I mean, it's been a great process to work through and good collaboration all the way around. There's always issues you got to work through when you're cooperating on those things, but we've got the right partners working through, and we got the community and families and kids in mind as we make all those decisions. So I appreciate the school board and the city commission looking down and cooperating on it.
All right. Let's take a quick time out. We'll preview some more of what's coming up here tonight at the school board meeting. They meet at 6:30 in the Robinson Education Center. More in focus after this on KMAN.